Russia and China have bolstered their close relationship in energy supply agreements and business deals worth $3.5 billion. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin was in Beijing for talks with Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao. Meanwhile, Guinea's military government also announced it has signed a $7 billion mining agreement with a Chinese company. Emer McCarthy has this report.
The West African nation's mines minister said a Chinese firm would invest more than $7 billion in infrastructure. In return, he said, the firm would be a strategic partner in all mining projects in the mineral-wealthy nation. Guinea is the world's largest producer of bauxite, the raw material used to make aluminium, and it also produces diamonds and gold. Guineans are currently on strike to remember dozens of protesters killed by soldiers during a rally 2 weeks ago. The president of West Africa's economic bloc, ECOWAS, has also warned that the country is in danger of slipping into another dictatorship, amid widespread calls for junta leader Captain Moussa Dadis Camara to step down. Camara seized power in a military coup in December 2008. Only last week, China was praised by think tanks and African leaders for choosing to invest in infrastructure and business in Africa rather than simply doling out aid money. But analysts say the timing of the Guinea deal is likely to stir controversy, as the legitimacy of Guinea's government is still under question. I'm Emer McCarthy.